This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Innal hamdalillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Amma ba'du fa inna khayral hadisi kitabullah wa khayral hadi hadi muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa sharral umuri muhdatsatuha wa kullu muhdatsatin bid'ah wa kullu bid'atin dalalah wa kullu dalalatin finnar. Respected brothers and sisters, I'm going to speak to you quickly on an issue relating to paying of taxes and the recent demonetization issue in India. Now, as far as paying of taxes is concerned, this is a very important issue, and I want to make it abundantly clear, my respected brothers and sisters in Islam, that it is imperative upon every Muslim that he pays his taxes absolutely in order of what the government ruling is. There is no scope of hiding your source of income. In case you are hiding your source of income, this is against the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam commanded the Muslims to not betray the trust that the government or the people put on you. And even if they betray you, you need to fulfill your trust. So my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, when you are staying in a country where the laws are such that you need to pay the income taxes, you must fulfill the trust that the government has shown on you by disclosing your income entirely. This is part of fulfilling the trust that we have had with the government. I make this point once again abundantly clear, my respected brothers and sisters. Paying of income taxes is compulsory. Hiding your income or trying to show your income lower than it actually is against the trust that the nation, that the government has put on you. And this is an important issue, because if you understand the current demonetization issue, some of the people who have been largely affected by this are those who had a lot of unaccounted wealth in their home. And now they're running to the banks, trying to get these money deposited to the bank or convert them. But for those who have been paying the taxes regularly and they have nothing to fear, they can just go and deposit the entire money into their account. My dear brothers and sisters, let us make a pledge from here on that we don't break the trust that we have made with the government when we are staying in this nation. The second point which I want to make is the issue of demonetization. And it has been coming in the news that some of the people are going and discounting their unaccounted wealth at 30 to 40% in order to take the new currencies. My dear brothers and sisters, this falls into the state of riba, and it is forbidden for a Muslim to do it. The currency may have been withdrawn, but the currency has not merely been withdrawn, it has been replaced by an equivalent amount. So if you had 1,000 rupee notes and a 500 rupee note, you can go to the bank and you can get it replaced 100%. The government has opened that window. The government hasn't. Allah wassalam said, on the spot. When you're exchanging 500, it should be exchanged for 500 rupees. When you're exchanging 1,000 or 2,000, it should be exchanged for 2,000 exactly. There should be no discounting factor, because otherwise it will become an issue of riba, and we seek refuge in Allah from this. So in summation of what we've discussed today in this live video is the issue of paying the taxes honestly as honest citizen, which even the government appeals to you. But in addition to the government making an appeal, as Muslims, we need to fulfill the trust. So if any of you, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, were not making your payment of taxes properly, or you had wealth which were not accounted for, this is the time that you fulfill the trust and account for your wealth entirely. There is no harm in paying taxes. The issue becomes when we hide the taxes. The second was the issue of demonetization. And as I mentioned, with the issue of demonetization, we need to make sure that we exchange the money at like for like, equal for equal. If you have 1,000, you exchange it for 1,000. You don't try to discount it. And rest, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. I thank all of you for joining me live. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.